The last time that China did what it did today, Bitcoin pumped by over 20x in under 150 days. I know it sounds crazy, but today we're going to be looking at the charts that reveal exactly that. And we're going to be breaking down this article that dropped in Forbes today that says, forget the Fed, China could be about to quietly blow up the Bitcoin price and crypto market, because China has not only turned the monetary spigots on, like they have, but they're going full bore. As we can see, the PBOC is buying stocks. They've also injected $1 trillion via the reserves ratio requirement. I know that's a mouthful, but China is also lowering interest rates from 1.75% to 1.5% in the reverse repo market. And that doesn't even explain or summarize all of the little tools and tricks China is using and began using earlier today to pump liquidity into Bitcoin. So let's start explaining why you need to be paying attention to what China did earlier today and why I think their monetary policy decisions might just influence whether or not they decide to ban Bitcoin or unban Bitcoin in Q4, like everybody has been speculating about. So that was a mouthful. Let's get into the charts, because I'm telling you, it's all happening here in China. So we can see here, China's $18 trillion economy is about to be flooded with cash, and I can't believe that everybody is bearish. So let's break down what exactly is happening. First, I want to show you guys by this chart right here. And notice this chart is in Mandarin. That's right. We go straight to the source on this channel, because getting economic data on China, it's very difficult. But I found this chart right here. And the two vertical lines on this chart are actually showing you when the Chinese central bank lowered interest rates. Now, I'm really interested in the line on the right-hand side of this chart, because you can see as soon as China started cutting rates in 2020, what happened to Bitcoin? Well, Bitcoin rallied from under $4,000, $3,800, all the way up to $65,000 in under a year, okay? And the majority of that price increase actually happened in November and December and January, okay? So all of Bitcoin's price increase, Bitcoin rallied from like $9,000 all the way up to $65,000 in those 4 months, so under 150 days, okay? And that was, you know, just before the world started cutting interest rates, which I think is really interesting. And I actually think watching Chinese monetary policy is more important than watching American monetary policy. I'm going to be explaining why in this video, but let's get into this Forbes article, okay? Because I think this is really interesting. Forget the Federal Reserve. Why should we be watching China? Interesting. Well, the Bitcoin price has skyrocketed by 200% since BlackRock led a Wall Street Bitcoin revolution. I hope you guys can see that. That is a direct quote from Forbes. Why are they all of a sudden getting incredibly bullish on Bitcoin? Forbes has been a little bit of a hater on Bitcoin, haven't they, over the years? Again, who pays their bills? Follow the money. Is BlackRock involved? Is China involved? Maybe. We can see the People's Bank of China's governor has announced a series of bold stimulus measures. Now, again, this is really interesting, because typically China likes to keep its cards pretty close to its chest. But Mr. Pan Gongsheng, that's a name, has come out and said, I think these are pretty bold moves from the authorities. It is mostly targeted at financial markets and supporting the banking system. But overall for investors, it's a very bullish thing. His words, not mine. More and bolder easing measures could also be in store in the coming quarters. This is fascinating. Someone here says Bitcoin's lack of response to this news, juxtaposed against rallying Chinese indices, highlights that its current beta appears more tightly linked to Fed policy and US markets. Is that true? We're going to be finding out. I don't think it's true. I actually think Bitcoin's price has been historically more tied to Chinese monetary policy. I know why, but I first want to go through all of the different ways and things that the People's Bank of China is doing to push liquidity into the market. We just show you that article from Forbes. So again, everybody is talking about, hang on a minute, everybody's paying too much attention to the Fed. We should be watching what China's doing. I think that was big that even Forbes was talking about that. So let's have a look at all of the ways that China is pumping liquidity into the market that most people simply are not talking about. Most people are saying, oh, okay, China's lowering interest rates, but they don't actually explain why or the mechanisms they're using and why this could be interesting to Bitcoin in particular. So 7-day reverse repo, they've slashed the rates from 1.7 to 1.5%. The RRR, that's what I was stumbling to try to pronounce in the introduction of today's video. I apologize about that. The RRR, or the reverse requirement ratio, has also been dropped by 0.5%. And this is injecting 1 trillion yuan into the markets. Massive. And have a look at this. The MILF facility has also seen a 0.3% drop in interest rates. That's right. I said MILF, medium term lending facility. Get your minds out of the gutter if you thought I said something different. The MILF facility. I love that. Let's move on. What else is China doing? Possible further RRR cuts. This is a big one here. Home buyers, second home buyers, minimum down repayment has now been changed from 25% to 15%. That is a massive boost for the housing market in China. And why do I think they're focused on the housing market in China? Well, I think it's because the housing market is where 70% of all of the wealth in China is stored. Think about that for a minute. 70% of Chinese household wealth is stored in real estate. That's massive. For most other countries, it might be 10, it might be 20%. But China, the country built on ghost cities, is a little bit different in that respect. And the fact that the Chinese property market has been crashing so much over the past couple of years, this is why I think China is very focused on propping up the property market. Because obviously, naturally, when the property market craters, which is holding 70% of Chinese citizens' wealth, you start to see headlines like the one I'm about to show you right here. Bruised by the stock market, the Chinese rush into banned Bitcoin. Don't know if you guys caught that article from, how do I pronounce it? Reuters? I hope that's correct. Reuters? But that's what happened earlier in the year. We're going to be talking about that. As you can see, that, oh, you guys can't see, but that is in the list of tabs I want to discuss with you guys today. We're going to get to that one towards the end of today's video. Let's keep talking about all of the funky little ways that China is pumping money into the market and why I think this could be setting up the next 2,000% rally in Bitcoin. Okay, we can also see the PBOC is fully backing local government purchases of unsold homes. They were backing 60% of these purchases. They are now fully backing 100%. But get this, here's the kicker. The central bank is now openly buying stocks. Now, they're saying this is for market stabilization, but I'm calling this full-blown crony capitalism. I'm allowed to say communism. This is full-blown communism. Socialize the losses of the rich. Buy the stocks because Chinese equities are absolutely cratering right now. Chinese equities look like, oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm fired up today. I was about to say something very inappropriate, not YouTube friendly. I'm going to show you guys. I'm just going to show you guys a chart, okay? I'm not going to paint you guys a little bit of a gruesome story and spout some profanity like I was about to spout to you guys. I'm going to show you a chart of Chinese stock markets. I'm going to let your imagination fill in the gaps of what I was about to say. This here is the Shanghai Stock Index Composite Index. Maybe I got a little bit fired up when everybody was talking about MILFs. Dingo Booty, he said MILF. I apologize. I really apologize. Anyway, I was about to say something else inappropriate. Right now, we can see the Shanghai Stock Exchange Composite is at 2,900. It peaked on June 12th at 5,100. What does that mean? Chinese stocks right now are down by over 40% from their peak. at a time where US equities are at all-time highs. Bitcoin, within 15% of its all-time high. Gold, something else we're going to be talking about today, because the Chinese, love buying gold. Gold's at an all-time high. Chinese stocks? No, definitely not. Chinese stocks right now are seeing an absolute bloodbath, and so has their real estate market. It looks like what Nate just said in the chat, a big old poop. That's what it looks like. And Bitcoin is the escape valve. It is the escape vehicle. Okay, this is why the Chinese want out, because they simply just cannot deal with 70% of their wealth being absolutely wiped out. That's what's happened to the poor Chinese. Again, I don't want to make fun of it. I don't want to make light of it. The fact that 70% of their, you know, household net worth is held in the real estate markets, obviously very sad that it's absolutely crashing. Like, all Chinese stocks are right now essentially seeing a bloodbath. They're not performing well. Somebody wanted me to check on Alibaba's stock. Having a good day. Don't you worry about that. It's having a very good day. But have a look at how far this thing is down from its peak. One of the biggest Chinese stocks. This is like the equivalent of Nvidia or Apple. This is a mega company in China. Alibaba. Down. No, I'm not making these numbers up. 69.9%. I apologize. I'm really fired up today. Alibaba is down 70%. That is absolutely incredible. Yep, literally is down 69%. Again, this is why right now the Chinese want out. I think it's absolutely fascinating that Bitcoin is getting a lot of love and a lot of interest right now. Okay? Will China unban Bitcoin? I mean, Hong Kong was allowed to have a Bitcoin ETF earlier in the year. Spot Bitcoin ETF, mind you, too. None of these future shenanigans or paper Bitcoin leverage stuff like we're seeing going on with BlackRock and Coinbase. Spot Bitcoin ETF. In-kind redemptions. Transparency. Okay, there's only one more thing I want to show you here about the interest rates before we get into the Bitcoin twist on this video. I was about to say we might get into some more. I'm not going to say that. It's Tuesday. I'm going to keep this kid friendly. It's 4:53 where I am. Interest rates. China is also looking to lower its deposit rates on its prime rate loans, LPRs. It's lowering that from 0.25% to 0.2%. So again, that doesn't sound like a lot in and of itself, but combined with all of these other boosts, like dropping the reverse repo market interest rate, like dropping the interest rate on the MILF lending facility, all of these things in combination is going to be good for markets, in particular Bitcoin. Okay? And absolutely, you see, everybody was talking about, oh, China's dropping interest rates, and that's brilliant. I saw it all over Twitter today. But again, I think there's a little bit more to this story. The world is cutting interest rates. Not only the Fed, now we have China cutting rates, which is absolutely massive. What I find really interesting is this chart right here. Oh, I'm searching. This chart here. So this is US stocks versus Chinese stocks. This also helps to explain a little bit of the geopolitical war going on right now. Chinese stocks are getting absolutely, how do I say this? They're not having a good time, okay? They're really not having a good time right now. That's a little bit of a dated chart. Only gives me 2019. So I'm going to throw this one at you. This one takes you to 2024. And you can see pretty clearly, Chinese stocks down 50%. US stocks at an all-time high. This is another reason for why we're seeing China and the Central Bank of China outright say, we're going to buy stocks. It's a pretty radical move. Not many central banks around the world have been doing that. The Bank of Japan, sure, they've been buying stocks. The Swiss Central Bank, the same central bank that owns a lot of MicroStrategy shares, that's right, Bitcoin proxy, They've obviously been buying hundreds of billions of stocks now for about 5 to 10 years to try to artificially weaken the Swiss franc, one of the strongest fiat currencies in the world. It's a bit of an oxymoron to say that, isn't it? Strong fiat currency. Again, our central plan is we'll devalue it without having to buy stocks. We know that. But the point is there. Right now, China is seeing a massive loss in its valuation against US equities. And I think this is massive to really consider the geopolitical shift that's going on right now. The US and China have the two largest GDPs in the entire world, signified by this chart here. Okay, I think it's super interesting. And based upon how you measure, you know, the GDP race, again, there are different ways to measure who has the biggest GDP, China or America. This website, I believe, looks a little bit more biased to Asia. Let's just say that. Because they're measuring it based off PPPs. Okay, so yeah, okay, you're using some arbitrary metric to show that China is bigger than America. It doesn't matter how you cut the cookie. China is massive. It is as big, if not going to be bigger than America in regards to the size of the economy in the very distant future. And that's why it is absolutely huge that we see headlines like this that came out earlier in the year. Now, this is where we're going to put the Bitcoin spin on things. We talked a lot about boring old macroeconomics for the beginning of today's video. I think it's important to give you guys the holistic picture of what is happening in China, though. Again, I apologize for the boring macroeconomic rants. I think they have to be done because, again, to have a strong thesis in Bitcoin, you need to understand just how fragile the macroeconomic situation is. Okay? Anyway, bruised by the stock market, Chinese rush into banned Bitcoin. Now, this headline is a big one for a lot of reasons. The first being China has a lot of control over its citizens. Okay. So for Chinese citizens who are typically, let's say, more agreeable, I think that's the nicest way I could put it. Let's say Asia culture is more agreeable. They're more okay with authority. Okay, America is a little bit more rah-rah, individualistic, which, again, I'm not saying which I prefer or which is better. Just look at the history of capitalism and communism. You can find out very quickly what is better for economy and society, but that's a rabbit hole for another day. Okay, the point being, Asian economies are more submissive. They're going to listen to their leaders more. If they ban something and threaten the citizens with jail time, if they use that banned thing, they're probably more likely to not use that banned thing. So that's why I think this headline here is absolutely massive. Chinese rush into banned Bitcoin. That's the kicker. And this happened before China allowed Hong Kong to get its Bitcoin ETF approved. That again is another big kicker. So we can see here, they've interviewed this Reuters article, interviewed multiple people in China to ask them, hey, what's going on? Are you still buying Bitcoin? Dylan Run was the first one. So Mr. Run used bank cards issued by small rural commercial banks to buy cryptocurrencies through gray market dealers and capped each transaction at 50,000 yuan, $7,000 to escape scrutiny. He says, Bitcoin is a safe haven, like gold. Damn. Dylan Run now owns roughly 1 million yuan of quote-unquote crypto. I wonder if he said Bitcoin and routers just dragged that word through the mud and chose to use cryptocurrencies. I don't know. I mean, Mr. Run said Bitcoin here. Anyway, let's continue on. And he says that now his Bitcoin position accounts for half of his portfolio compared to only 40% in Chinese equities. His crypto investments are up 45%. Meanwhile, China's stock market has been sinking for 3 years. However, Mr. Dylan Run is not alone. Apparently, there's been more Chinese investors are also using creative ways to own Bitcoin that they believe are safer than investing in crumbling stock and property markets at home. So we can see here they interviewed someone else and they said something similar. After Hong Kong's open endorsement of digital assets last year, Chinese citizens are also using their annual $50,000 Forex purchase quota to move into cryptocurrency. So what is that? Some people might be thinking that sounds a bit strange. Well, if you didn't know, in China, you're allowed to move $50,000 offshore every year. You're only allowed to put it in certain things that the CCP deems okay. Okay, so just think about that for a moment. You're not allowed to do what you want with your own money in China. That's half the reason why property is so big in China, because China has all these capital controls. It doesn't let Bitcoin escape. And it says, oh, but you can buy like Hong Kong stocks. We're going to let you do that. So a lot of people, you know, they plow their money into the equity market or the housing market. So a lot of people are doing this right now, but they're using that $50,000 annual quota to go out there and buy Bitcoin. Almost every day, we see mainland investors coming into the Bitcoin market. Another anonymous person who works at a Hong Kong cryptocurrency exchange says, senior executive at a Hong Kong cryptocurrency exchange. Fascinating. Every day, we see mainland investors coming into the market. So China has, for a very long time, wanted an escape valve. Their people want an escape valve. They're seeing massive, weak interest in IPOs, stocks, and people wanting to get loans for businesses. They apparently now want Bitcoin. So check this out. This is the kicker. This is the stat that, you know, knocked my socks off, so to say. Despite being banned, the Chinese crypto market saw an estimated $86 million in raw transactions between July 2022 and June 2023, dwarfing Hong Kong, where Bitcoin is legal, which witnessed $64 billion in crypto trading. And this is a Chainalysis report. So again, they're showing $86 billion, make sure I got that right, $86 billion of volume in the middle of the 2022 bear market. So that was between July 2022 and July 2023. In the middle of a bear market, China is still seeing massive interest in Bitcoin. I find that interesting. So this on-chain analysis firm, Chainalysis, that's who they are. They're looking at raw data on-chain. You can't fake this stuff. Said that in the global rankings, China is seeing the 13th most volume in 2023 out of the 144 countries that they track. Think about that for a minute. Bitcoin is supposed to be banned in China, but they're seeing the 13th largest amount of on-chain transactions happening in that country. Now, I don't know exactly how Chainalysis tracks this data, but I would have to assume that a lot of this data and a lot of these transactions in China could actually be done in a more private manner that Chainalysis might not be able to pick up on. So this is just the public data that Chainalysis can get access to. They're openly saying China's number 13 in the world when it comes to volume, in the middle of a bear market, mind you. Just think about that. China's just started printing money now. Isn't this just going to be an even bigger reason for people to want to get out of the Chinese yuan? At least inflation was under control in 2022 and 2023 when we saw these record buys coming from China. It's not under control now. Inflation's about to come soaring back. This is an interesting question from Remy. Relates to the geopolitical rabbit hole we're about to get into in the channel. I'm going to first take a drink. I've lost a little bit of my voice here. I don't know if you guys know. Well, a lot of you guys do know because I was a little bit late starting today's live stream. And I apologize. I had a meeting with another Bitcoiner. Robert, come on, man. This poor chap. Sup, Luke. Catching you live for the first time. Looking forward to the show. He messages 2 minutes later. You're running late, bruv. I apologize. I'm really sorry. And then Alam, this is my favorite comment. Alam says, it's my second live stream and in both you're late. I apologize. I really apologize I'm late. The reason I've lost my voice 24 minutes in this live stream, had another meeting that went for about an hour. So again, I really apologize. If anyone's going to a Bitcoin meetup after this live stream, go and have fun. Go and tell them how bullish you think it is that China is buying Bitcoin. So check this out. This is what else I want to show you from this article. Large retail transactions of $10,000 in between $1 million is nearly twice the global average of 3.6%. So again, rich Chinese people are getting their money out of China. Twice the global average means that we're seeing a lot of people in China buying more than $10,000 worth of Bitcoin, up to $1 million. Big chunks of change, guys. Chinese whales are getting into Bitcoin in a pretty big way. And I think this is really fascinating, because if we are now going to start seeing more and more Chinese stimulus, I don't see how this could be a bad thing for Bitcoin, which brings us into the correlations. I have a cool little article I want to show you guys here before we obviously talk about the rumors of China potentially unbanning Bitcoin in Q4. Those rumors were accelerated when billionaire Justin Sun took to Twitter and said some pretty interesting things about China Bitcoin Q4 2024 before he deleted his tweet. That's right. That happened. We're going to be talking about that. I do want to talk about that. Before we get to those final three things that I have for you guys, I wanted to first, again, just remind you guys, hey, if you're trying to get money out of China, if you're trying to buy Bitcoin in Hong Kong, Bitcoin ETFs, or if you're anywhere around the world trying to buy some Bitcoin, please just buy the Bitcoin correctly, okay? So many people just buy Bitcoin on exchange. They put it on a paper wallet. They put it on a phone wallet. They think they're safe. You're probably not. We always encourage you guys, take self-custody of your Bitcoin. I obviously always encourage you guys, go get a hardware wallet. I was just looking for the hardware wallet here. Go and get a hardware wallet. You can get anyone you want. Get a Bitcoin-only hardware wallet preferably. But once you do that, make sure you also pair it with something that's actually going to back up your Bitcoin for generations. And that is these titanium plates that you guys can get. Again, stainless steel is okay, but I believe titanium is better. Titanium should be the industry standard when it comes to Bitcoin self-storage. I do have a little example for you. I found it. So many people just put their Bitcoin backup words on a piece of paper like this. It lets them write down their 12 or 24 words. People think, oh, a Bitcoin company gave me this. Has to be safe. It's not, okay? Go and get yourself some titanium. You can get a really cool stamping kit from Stampseed where you get these plates. You get the hammer to do the stamping, and you get a little stamper here with every single letter in the alphabet. And you can get a really cool kit from Stampseed at a pretty damn affordable price, if I do think so myself. As you can see from the website, you can back up your Bitcoin the way it should be backed up. And you can even get yourself a nice, we'll call it a Tuesday special, 15% discount off anything you want to buy with a promo code Luke15. So again, I always encourage you guys, take advantage of that. Please back up your Bitcoin and just treat your Bitcoin the way it should be treated. Generational wealth. So many people are bearish on Bitcoin, and I don't think they have their Bitcoin stack secured the way they should have it secured. Now, let's get into Remy's question here. I think it's a fascinating one. If BRICS get their act together and use BTC as one of their allowed payment methods, then Bitcoin will really boom. I tend to agree, and I love the geopolitical angle. This is why we're seeing all of these rumors about Justin Sun saying maybe China's going to unban Bitcoin, maybe it's going to happen. Again, those were just rumors, but a lot of, as you can see, here's the tweet. A lot of people are talking about China unbanning Bitcoin in Q4. Okay, we have Hong Kong politicians saying we need to copy what Trump is talking about and we need to create a strategic reserve. We talked about that in a previous video. I don't know if you guys missed it or not. Okay. FOMO is spreading around the world, and the world is beginning to realize that if China is going to be printing money out of the wazoo, this is going to be incredibly bullish for Bitcoin, even if maybe more recently, since the US ETFs were launched, some people believe that Bitcoin's more tied to US monetary policy. I disagree, but I've been talking for 29 minutes today and this video is already a little bit long, so I apologize about that. With all that said, I hope you guys are bullish on what is potentially happening in China. I don't think anyone's bullish enough. This could be the perfect tailwind to lead us into Uptober. That begins in 7 days, Bitcoin's best performing month. As All Night Hider says, the punch set is pretty cool. Check out Stampseed. Get yourself 15% discount off anything.